Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Todd Hollinsworth in 2001 fouled a ball off his shin in May and missed the rest of the season. What? Joan says, Kyle, Tucker's injury is the tibia. It's to the tibia, main bone, lower leg. This is a great description of bone bruise and expectations. I think articles describe what Astros aren't saying. I don't know what that means. Kyle Tucker has not been around, and Kyle Tucker is much needed.
Here's what AI is telling me. AI overview, Google, which now gives you AI overviews, which I actually do think it's been pretty good when I've used it. A bone bruise in the tibia can take a few weeks to a few months to heal. Depending on the size, location of the bruise, as well as the person's age and health, a doctor can provide a timeline for healing and determine.
Is Kyle Tucker 80?
Well, but a few months, I mean, that's accurate.
Well, it was a pretty good foul tip, apparently, off the tibia. That sucks.
They should put some ice on it. That's going to help.
You don't think they thought about that?
What about the magic spray in soccer? Yeah.
I think the whole point is Kyle Tucker's actually hurt as opposed to what happened in soccer.
Well, yeah, that's true. That is true. But you don't want to numb it so you don't feel it and hurt it worse. I mean, you don't want to do that, probably.
So did Joan send an article suggesting that the Astros aren't telling us what's actually wrong with him? Is that what that
I think that's
tweet
what she
was?
Intimated, yeah.
Well, I mean, bone bruise would make us all think, rub some dirt, you'll be back in 2 weeks.
Yeah. La Salsa has an Astros comment that he would like to make or a question. What do you say, La Salsa?
Hey, what's going on? Good morning, fellas. I just want to say it sucks losing to the A's, but also wanted to comment on the fact that, RIP to the Godfather, I hear we're losing you to L.A., and I wanted to call in and give you your flowers, and I nominate Raheel to take your spot. It could be a good option. What? Hashtag pay the man.
Are you gone?
I'm not dead.
Are you leaving?
I'm not leaving.
You're not even going to be here doing the show, too.
How about Raheel just sits here?
I could have him sit here one day.
Yeah, right.
Well, we're going to have probably a model sit there one time.
And he can lip sync whatever
maybe
I'm
saying.
Maybe a
guy dressed in full golf attire, kind of like you.
Yeah.
Maybe a stand-in, John Granato.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Wouldn't be bad.
Yeah, just somebody like George Clooney or something.
He isn't going to want to do that.
Well, he might just sit here.
He's a little busy being a kingmaker right now. I don't know if he's got time for this
He might have time to sit.
Or Queenmaker.
Well, at this point, yeah, Queenmaker. It looks like. I don't think he has time to.
I don't know what that means. What's he doing?
Well, he
was one who was complaining about Joe Biden.
To get Biden out.
He's like, hey, what the hell's going on? He wrote a op-ed piece or something in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I think he did. He try to meet with him too?
Hey, Joe Biden is. You guys lied to us. He's really. You lied to donors. This guy isn't close to being. I know he was really upset that apparently people lied to him and some other donors. Like, Joe is razor sharp, actually. Like, did you never watch TV?
We'll see tonight. We'll see tonight. He's going to speak.
He's going to address the nation about
it. Odds that he steps down and Kamala takes over for the rest of his term.
I don't think he's going to bow out.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know
because she'll be a standing president as opposed.
It doesn't matter.
He fought to stay around.
Because then everything that they do, then you can definitely pin everything on her. You know what I mean? If she takes any time of that. Anything now you can start circling. Okay, this is your problem. This is your problem. And plus,
well,
Joe wouldn't even get out in the first place.
He didn't want to.
Joe ain't trying to go out. You know he didn't want to go out in the first place.
Well, Joe's not well though, dude.
Jill decided Joe was leaving.
The most recent videos of him, he's not well. He's not well.
He's not.
It's bad.
But he's. You know what they're saying? It's August. August, September, October, November. Just play this thing out.
He wants to close out his presidency.
Yeah, probably.
It's kind of like...
Well, unless he takes a one for the... He's already took one bullet.
Here's the thing.
For the
Can
team.
We not use bullets?
Well, I mean, he took one for the team.
Here's the thing.
He might take another one.
Had there not been an extra year left, maybe the Astros would have let Abreu finish the season?
Well, if you didn't care, right? If you didn't care, if you were like, well, whatever, just let him hit. You know, if you didn't care at all, then
well,
you could have just let
well,
him.
Of course, Joe Biden has to hit. You didn't have to play Abreu. Right. I guess that's the big difference is you could have just had Abreu on the roster.
Oh, so you think the Democratic Party should DFA him?
No, well, that's what you're saying.
Well, no, I'm saying he should. He's going to say, you know what? I'm going to take one here for another one for the team.
Well, you're saying he's going to give it to retire. He's going to DFA himself.
And then she'll be a standing president as opposed to a.
That's a long shot.
Yeah. Well, it could happen.
Joe was defiant.
He would have to get forced out.
What are you talking about?
He would have to get forced out again because they forced, hey, polling numbers, the donors are drying up. He had to go.
Yeah, he had to go.
There's nothing, like, they can't pull that on him this time because. He'll be out in January.
You know, Pelosi's tough now.
Well, Pelosi's
she's not going to try to
embarrass. No, she's tough.
Wait, that would embarrass Joe Biden. They're not going to try to embarrass him.
They haven't embarrassed him already.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well,
why would
they
do it again?
Him leaving now doesn't help their cause that much. The sitting president thing, I mean, this ain't going to be a battle about actual accomplishments. It's going to be a culture war.
This is popularity contest. How many people can you get to vote for Kamala Harris? How many independents can you get to vote for Trump? That's what this is. It's swing states.
She's going to make it legal for anyone who is walking on American soil to vote.
See, this is the things that are being put out
culture
there.
War.
Yeah, culture, exactly.
Right. Hey, how about this? This stat came out. You know, Lance, we talk about the Astros minor league system all the time, right?
Well, not really.
I mean, it's not great, right? I mean, it's always ranked
no,
as one of the
been,
top in the bottom third.
No, it's actually been ranked very high, but the last 2 to 3 years has been
lower.
Yeah.
It's been ranked it hasn't.
No, it's been ranked higher.
You don't want to go back and look at
their
rankings.
I'll show it to you.
I'm going to tell you. It's been for a long while. Go to Keith Law and see where the Astros have been ranked forever. Okay, 329 draft picks. How many years is this? I got to go back and look. Anyway, the Astros have had 329 draft picks. The Dodgers have had 329. Everybody's had 320-something to 330-something, right? Over these many years. 10 years, the last 10 years. The Astros, number one in members of draft picks that have reached the majors.
Mm-hmm.
77 of the 329, 23%. That's how the major league draft, a quarter is the best. Less than a quarter, less than one fourth of your draft picks make the majors.
Well, but think about how many players are drafted.
Yeah.
That's a lot of, they go deeper than like the NFL and NBA. So it makes some sense that but even getting one out of every four picks, draft picks, is to the majors. If you have eight draft picks, how many rounds do they have in Major League Baseball now? They don't go to 30.
20?
Whatever.
I know, whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's not crazy that a lot of those guys don't make.
Yeah, no, it's not crazy that they don't. And actually, some of the lower picks
actually
make it every once in a while.
23% number is pretty extraordinary.
Yeah, well, it is, because the next is best is the Dodgers at 20. You know what the Mets last? The Mets have had 9% of their picks make Major League. Less than one every 10 draft pick makes the Major Leagues. That's how bad it is. The A's, 11%. And you would think the A's would have a bunch of guys.
It ties directly. I mean, it's
you would
grow
think
your own.
Well, yes, the A's are a grow-your-own organization, and they only 11% have made the Major Leagues. They're second worst. Mm-hmm. In over this time. The Marlins, too, 12%. The Astros. You know, I don't think we appreciate enough how many guys have come through this system and come up to help. It's
amazing.
And some
of them didn't stick around for a long time, but they made it up there. Like, Forrest Whitley now officially hit that list.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that happens, too.
That is, yeah.
Forrest Whitley's on that. Corey Lee.
Right.
Was on that list.
Well, but Corey Lee's a starter in the major leagues.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, sometimes it's not like, was Siri ours, or did we get Siri from somewhere?
Oh, I think Siri might have been ours.
Yeah.
Well, no, but he was a Spanish. It's not a draft pick. That's you go and sign South American players,
drafted,
right?
Yeah, he wasn't.
Yeah,
drafted.
Yeah. So, but that is really, I mean, and I don't think we appreciate enough how well they've done. A lot was Luno, but Click also did it. And you know what? It looks like Dana's doing a nice job as well. DeZenzo just moved up to AAA. For those of you that are Sugarland fans, you're going to be seeing this third baseman. That's a possibility that it's going to be, he's going to be Alex Bregman's replacement. But when you lose that Alex Bregman money, don't you have to replace him with a major leaguer? I mean, honestly, how satisfied would people be? You struck lightning in a bottle with Pena.
Mm-hmm.
You really did. Pena was better than Carlos his first year. He won World Series MVP. That is so unusual to lose an all-star starting shortstop and replace him with a kid as rookie year that played as well as Pena did,
right,
and helped you win and played a big role in winning a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
That's just so unusual. I don't know if the fan base will be happy if it's a minor leaguer that's got an 800 OPS replacing Alex Bregman.
Well, it's highly unlikely you're gonna replace, but that's the way you do it, though. You replace guys with players who outplay, who develop, and they outplay their expectations. And Kyle Tucker had a heavy rep. I mean, for the most part, they refused. He came up. He's very weak at the plate. Was having a hard time handling fastballs, and then he became a star.
Yeah.
And the Astros,
but
had
he
a good
had
for him.
He, but he had a
pedigree.
Yeah, he had a pedigree.
He had a minor league pedigree, right, and understanding. He was a
DeCenzo was a 12th rounder.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you need those guys too.
Yeah, no. I mean, if they come through, I don't care when. Piazza was in the 77th round, whatever he was, and he turned into a Hall of Famer. And it doesn't matter as long as you play well, but. Yeah, I'm. Would it be shocking if Alex Bregman took a 6-year contract, and let's say
here
6 years, 180?
I'd be shocked.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I'd be shocked if they gave him 6. I think they might give him 5, and I think you try to hang on for 4 good years.
Listen,
but I wouldn't be shocked if he stayed.
I wouldn't be shocked if he stayed either.
I don't know that
I'm
the market.
Shocked. I'd be shocked if Kyle Tucker stays, but I wouldn't be shocked if Bregman
stays. I don't know
stays.
That the market is going to be what he
no,
wants.
No, I don't think it is either.
And that's his inconsistency. He's a great defensive, but if the money's equal, unless he's just tired of Crane or tired of the organization or something, maybe just wants to see what it's like somewhere else, which, you know, that happens too. Maybe he and his wife want to live somewhere else, but if not, I mean, he's got family in New Mexico, I assume, still. He's got a home base here. I don't know if Louisiana is
apparently
home to
he's bought a house in Phoenix.
Well, okay. That's, yeah. Well, then maybe Brent Strom is trying to work some magic behind.
Well, I don't know that that's it, or just he just wants us, you know, an offseason.
Some people
he
love
doesn't
that
want
area.
To be here anymore, right?
Yeah, some people, because Phoenix in the offseason is the winter.
Yeah, right, right.
And that's pretty nice, although our winters aren't exactly rough.
They're one, but Phoenix is different. It's different. It's no humidity, no dew point. Just so you know, Lance, this is your dream place. No dew point.
Mm-hmm. So here's what I'm looking at. This that's interesting. So the Astros minor leagues 11, they were 28th. 12, they were 17th. 13, they were 9. That's when Luno took over. 14, they were 5th. 15th, they were 10th. 16, they were 2nd. 17, they were 7th. 18, they were 10th. And then I'm having a hard time. But the last, so they've been, they were pretty good during, but that was when they
were
coming up.
Well, yeah,
and it was before
when they were losing 100 games.
Was before they traded for
Greinke,
Verlander. For Garrett Cole, Verlander. It aggregates. It takes a little bit of a toll.
That's 17 when you got rid of those four guys for Verlander. When did Greinke come, 18 or 19?
You got to remember, their rankings also directly correlated to when Forrest Whitley was on the come up, and then when he dropped, their rankings dropped a lot, because a lot of what they were doing was based on Corey Lee and especially Forrest Whitley. Forrest Whitley, when he was a top 30 prospect, was way up there, and the Astros system was way up there. When he fell off, they also dropped off.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these are based on how good your star level players are. Do they have a star level player now? I think that's why, there's a difference between having guys who can play and then having a star level. Do we have Melton? One that's considered star level?
I think Melton might. Is Melton their top? Is he their top minor leaguer? I don't even know. Pedro León, is he a top minor leaguer? I don't know.
So.
You know, León's already 27.
I know. It ain't going to be.
And that's
Bloss.
And we're not even sure about that.
So, no, 27 feels like you're. That's pretty accurate if he's 27-year-old minor leaguer.
Pedro León would tell you he's 26.
26?
How dare you? Don't give me an extra year if I'm Pedro León.
But that's old for minor leagues.
Yeah.
And Pedro León was the hot name 4 years ago, and now it's like, eh.
But he's hitting now. He's hitting now. Is he somebody that you would bring up this year?
In Sugar Land this year, he
can
has...
Can you afford to bring up another rookie and have him play a big role?
He has 19 bombs, 74 RBIs this year.
Yeah.
903 OPS. I mean,
yeah.
If it's going to be any time, maybe he gets a call-up.
Jake's really fallen off, you know, and McChaz is, like, non-existent now.
Now, he does have 107 strikeots and 360 at-bats.
It's what he does.
That's on the high side. Yeah, that's worse than Loperfido's numbers. It's, you know, you're one every three at-bats, you're punching out. I don't know that
but he's got a lot of pop. But Loperfido had a lot of pop, too, and he's not showing that here. He hit one to the wall yesterday, which was nice, but didn't get out, did it? After Caratini, my man.
What?
Victor Caratini homered.
Great.
Yeah.
An 8-2 loss.
The cool. Italian stallion, Victor Caratini.
An old Derek Lee home run for Victor Caratini.
Yeah.
Victor, or Carlos
Victor
Lee.
Victor Caratini, the old Italian Puerto
Carlos
Rican.
Carlos Lee knocked in 100 a year.
He was literally.
Everybody's bad-mouthing Carlos
literally
Lee.
Born
Everybody,
Puerto Rico.
You were bad-mouthing Carlos
Lee. I never bad-mouthed except for, you know.
Caratini, born in Puerto Rico. Stop trying to claim Victor Caratini.
No, but he's Italian Puerto Rican.
No, it shows no Italian in his blood.
No, he's got Italian blood.
I'm looking at a DNA thing for him.
I'm telling you.
23andMe for Victor Caratini?
What?
You've got that pulled up?
23andMe, Victor Caratini. It says 0% Italian, 100% Puerto Rican.
It does not say
that. Sorry. It says 6% Venezuelan.
He's Italian Puerto Rican.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
He was born in Puerto Rico.
Yeah. Which means he's Italian American because Puerto Rico, we own them.
No, you don't get to just claim people. Because John's trying to claim
really
anybody whose name ends in a vowel. He's trying to claim.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. No, it's Caratini. That's what you absolutely. And. They're ours, aren't they? Puerto
no,
Rico?
We don't
it's,
own.
It's not Caratini, it's Caratini.
Caratini, yeah, that's Italian.
That doesn't sound Italian to me when you say Caratini.
Well, what is Vanderford? That's not.
That's probably like Swedish or one of those people.
Vanderford.
Yeah, it's going to be so, like Vandermeer. Whatever Mark Vandermeer is, that's probably
that's what he is.
Robert Vanderford is. But I know that name, Robert Vanderford, runs it now. It's a name that has been synonymous with air conditioning in Houston for years. It's family owned, been around a long time. And the reason they've been around a long time is because they're very good. And people, it's their home AC service. You need to have one plumber, one AC person, one car mechanic, one doctor. The ones you need to trust the most, that's really, you have to find somebody that is trustworthy and who do a great job. And that's what Vanderford Air is. They're very trustworthy. They don't charge you for, you know, for coming out and working late at night. They don't charge you for emergency service and, you know, you have to get charged extra for emergency service. Everything's an emergency when you lose your air conditioning here in the city of Houston. What they want to do is make sure, A, that your air conditioning is running properly. So if you have any doubts, have them come out there. They can run through an entire battery of tests to make sure it's running properly. Or if it's not, they'll find out exactly what's going on. They can get it fixed for you. And then, you know, worst case scenario, which turns into best case scenario, is if you need a brand new system, they're going to finance it and get one for you. And I promise you, brand new lines. They can cut new ducts into rooms if you're not getting enough air. There, they can make your home extremely comfortable and extremely cool and much more efficient so that your electric bills are actually lower despite being cooler in your home. VanderfordAir.com 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL.
You've never been this screwed. So, yeah, the rain is really destroying everything for us. So here's the deal. Is if you're, I mean, I can't play. And there's a lot of places you can't play golf today, which just sucks for all of us.
That's okay.
No, I mean, it's okay. Which is worse, hurricane or this? can't play golf.
Hurricane where people lose their power.
Yeah.
Trees fall in their homes.
Yeah, I guess that. Okay, I'll give you
Esme's
that.
Esme's still not in her
a
home
real
because...
real M.O.P., a real man.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that
That's
one.
The least M.O.P. thing he's done for a while. We literally have somebody who works here who has to come up with $3,000 before she can get her electricity put on because homeowners won't cover it. A tree knocked her whole electrical box off. They're like,
what?
Act of God, that's your job. You got to pay for that. Yeah, Esme's screwed.
That's awful.
So, yeah, that's worse than golf.
How about if you raise money instead of eyelids for kids, which you put in your pocket, you raise money for Esme? That'd be great. Yeah, instead of a real charity.
If you guys want to send money for Esme to get her master electrician out, go ahead and fire some money to her.
Yeah. Okay. Don't we
give
have
it directly to her.
Don't we have any electricians that can help? If you're an electrician, you can.
Master electrician?
Yeah. Maybe you can come and help Esme because she can't get back in her house.
Yeah, if you can do that, how about you and I pay for it?
Wouldn't that be nice?
How about you and I pay for it?
Well, that's all right. All right.
All right. I will, too, if we get a master electrician to do it for less than what they're charging.
And Gao is going to pay for it, too.
Yeah, and David Gao.
Yeah, David Gao.
Yeah, the three of us will.
Yeah.
There it is. Boom.
Boom.
You got to reach out to us and let us know. And well, don't be some slappy electrician.
Yeah, no, we got to be a real electrician.
It's got to be a real accredited, certified. You got to have the best reviews.
Yeah, the best. He's got to be the best. There's no question.
The very best reviews. And then we'll mention your business here.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you do it for free instead of us paying you.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we're not going
to. You don't do
actually,
it right. You don't,
okay, do ooh. It. Redo it. Redo it.
All right, we need a master electrician that will donate his time for Esme because she can't be a nicer person.
We'll give you a little something, though.
And she's struggling. She's a single mom, two daughters, and she needs to get back in her house. And
her Tinder profile too.
And we'll talk about your company on the air. Okay,
homeowners insurance will not cover it.
Yeah,
because insurance is the worst.
She's a very nice woman. You go over there, you fix her electricity.
Yeah, and just be a good person. 713-780-3776.
We don't have good people in our audience.
I felt like you were going to say something else there.
Well, he's setting it up.
You said you go over there.
She's a single mom with two kids.
Well, no, but that's just, he's not setting it up for her to date.
She doesn't have the money for it. What are you talking about?
Your problem,
you're a bad person.
He was just saying, hey, she needs help, and you're thinking this is going to turn into some kind of pizza delivery boy situation from
one of your movies.
Yeah. Not one of my
movies. Oh, the plumber's here. That's
your
funny
problem.
Gal.
That's your problem. No one looks at them as movies anymore. We look at them in 30-minute clips. No one looks at them as
I don't know.
Hey, here's our phone number. If you can help us at any point, 713-780-3776, we will mention your company.
We'll give you some love. A lot
We're
of love.
We're going to show you a lot of love.
A lot of love.
We're trying to get Esme helped out.
Yeah. If you're out there, maybe one of you guys that drives around in the truck and doesn't do anything. Maybe one of
maybe you're a center point guy who wants to just get a little extra hustle in.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if you're that. Maybe that's not the same as master electrician.
Yeah.
But we'll just see if there's any good people listening.
Anyway, Esme needs your help if you can.
I promise you, if somebody's doing that, I'm going to. Next time I have an electricity where I need an electrician to rewire something, I will definitely use this person.
Yeah,
100%.
How about that? That'd be great. Are you going to use Kenyon Green this year?
Am I going to use him?
Yeah. Kenyon Green be used in the Texans offense?
I got to see what Titus Howard says first.
Well, here is Titus Howard talking about Kenyon Green yesterday after practice.
Growth, man. Maturity. Kenyon's matured a lot. He's put in a lot of work. His body is in the best position he's been in. His mind is in the best position he's been in. He's very confident, in his ability, and he's putting it all together, man. He's been out here putting some good stuff on the field for these first couple of days of camp, and I'm excited to see him grow. Like I told him, I've been in the same position he's in right now. You just got to keep working, man. Just keep grinding. He's going to, he's going to get better, and I feel like it's going to be a good year for him. It's all the guys. It's me, LT, Shaq. It's all those guys that have been playing football for a good bit of time, and we just pouring into him because you got to think about Kenyon came into this league as a young kid. He was the youngest guy in his draft class, and he's younger than some of the rookies this year. So you got to take that into fact, that he's still a young kid and he got a lot to grow. But he's been taking in everything we've been pouring into him, and he's been very positive about everything this year. So I I'm excited to see him continue to grow. It's not going to be perfect. You know, it's not perfect for us. I mean, I'm going to year six and it's still not perfect for me. But if you can keep showing that you're putting in the work and you're doing your best you can do, you know, it's only great things going to happen.
And you can get paid like Titus. That's the thing. That's the thing you want. Get paid like Titus. Okay. Kenyon. I hope Kenyon does well. Local guy. A&M. I mean.
Yeah, we all do.
We want Kenyon. Yeah. 15th overall pick. 13th overall pick. 13th.
Yeah.
We want Kenyon to do really, really, really big things. Be great. Make Kenyon great again. That's what we want. And hopefully that will.
Make Kenyon great again. It's the second day in a row he's figured out ways to steal a concept.
Don't worry, a hat's coming. Don't worry.
Make Kenyon great.
We'll see John in a hat at some point shortly.
Not in California, he won't.
MKGA?
Well, he leaves it here.
MKGA? Why can't I in California?
Well, he can wear a hat. It just won't be received well, but he can wear one.
Rats ask what they think.
In your neighborhood, you could.
Yeah, no, probably more than likely. So I want to see Kenyon really, really, really good.
I do too, because Kenyon Green is a good run blocker. Like I'm a big proponent. As much as I love CJ Stroud, championships are won when you can just stick the ball up somebody's butt and they can't do anything about it.
I don't think that's how you win a title.
No.
Well, I mean, it's true. When you can't do anything about it, Isaiah Pacheco was a big part of the Kansas City Chiefs offense.
Yeah, but then that whole Patrick Mahomes thing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, but that's what my point is, that you're so much better when you have a running game that can impose their will too. And that's missing from this team. That's missing from this team right now. Who was asked about Damian Pierce? I think it was Titus Howard. Do we have that? Where he was asked about Damian Pierce. Did you read that? I read all the comments.
No, I've got some different ones from I found on
Titus. I thought it was
on Diggs. He talked about Diggs.
Yeah.
I don't have that one about Damian.
Yeah, I just said, you know, he's doing Damian Pierce stuff. This is the best he's looked, and he's he's the most talented running back I've ever been around. And I'm like, well, I mean, maybe that's true for he came from Alabama State.
Yeah.
He's had, you know, he hasn't exactly had great Philip Lindsay. I don't know. I'm trying to remember who all he had here for the Texans. Devin Singletary.
The little white guy.
Rex Burkhead. Yeah. Damian Pierce to me was better than Rex Burkhead.
Yeah. Well, but he did have Singletary last year, who was better.
Yeah. He was better last year, but the year before, Singletary was really good. Not Singletary,
Damian Pierce was really good.
And I'm hoping that Damian Pierce, you know, they've talked about he looks more decisive. That's the whole thing. Decisiveness comes with trusting a blocking scheme, but also with vision. And that's something you don't really, you either have it or you don't. I don't really think that's something that you, watching tape for as long as I have now, guys who have it are just, it's just one of those things that you have or you don't have. I don't think it's going to change.
Yep.
I don't think poise changes a whole lot for quarterbacks. Once you get into the NFL, if you don't have poise, I don't think you develop poise in the pocket. I think you always see ghosts a little bit. So with Damian Pierce, he's a little bit stutter steppy, but, you know, hopefully it's better. He can run, just hit it up in there and just trust it a little bit more. We'll see.
Yep.
Because it was so fun to watch him on. In 2022, my gosh, he was like the only thing.
Oh, he was watching. Awesome. He was fun. He was, it's the only thing to watch at that time. Kamari Lassiter also met the media. He had some interesting stuff to say. Well, we will talk.
We'll hear from him. Like what he said.
Yes, I do.
This
too.
Shows you that this feels like a D'Amico Ryans rookie answer. I liked his answer that he gave.
All right. But first, Maestro.
Maestro de Bell. Oh, yes, Maestro Bell, the home of delicious tequila. Reposado, the Humito. I want to talk about the Humito. You know, you have silver. You have the tequila, the silver, which is kind of the standard tequila for a lot of these companies, and you'll find that in most of the margaritas. I want to talk about Humito because it's a smoked silver, and so it's got a different it's got a different flavor to it. It's got kind of a smoky taste to it, which is, it's something that I like a lot. Like, I like the peated scotch whenever I have that on my penicillin. I like having this tequila in Maestro de Bell that has, you know, we're talking about a silver, but has a little bit of a smoky hint to it because it gives just a little extra, you know, an extra zip to your cocktails, your cocktails on ice, you know, your margaritas on the rocks, your whatever the cocktail is that calls for a tequila. I like using that Jumito because it's a smoked tequila that really has a different variance in it that is completely different from the other tequilas that they have. Make sure that you find the right one for you. Yours might be Añejo. Yours might be Reposado. Yours might be the Cristalino. But I promise you, you're going to find one of your favorite tequilas ever with Maestro Bell.
Hi, welcome back. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we got a master electrician here. Christian is joining us here on ESPN. Christian, is this true? Are you a master electrician?
Yes, sir, I am. I have my own company, certified contractor in the state of Texas, brother.
What's the name of your company?
Space City Electrical Services.
Space City Electrical Services. So Esme had a tree fall on her electric box, right? Her electrical box.
I think that's what it was. Okay. It knocked off the home.
Yeah.
And so homeowner's insurance would not cover it.
And supposedly because it's wind is a lot more expensive to buy insurance-wise.
Yeah, so she can't get back in her home till she has. I guess the box has to be reattached and something that needed a master electrician. We could let her tell you exactly what it is.
I would love to help her out. Her and about 5,000 other people have the same thing going on.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. Is it crazy out there?
So is this a listener of yours or somebody
who works here? No, she works here. She's our main receptionist up front. She's been with us for I don't know how many years. She's a wonderful person. She's a single mom. She doesn't have any money. So, I mean, it's a really tough situation for her. Can you help her?
Help her out, maybe. You guys give me some exposure, and
yeah, absolutely.
Electrical services would love to get her back up and running.
Yes, absolutely. And anybody out there that needs any kind of electrical help,
this is our guy.
Space City Electrical Services, right? Is that it?
Can I give you guys my phone number?
Okay, give a phone number.
All right, 713-213-0009.
713-213-0009.
Hey, we're going to put you on hold so Dell can get all your information. I'm going to contact you after the show. We're going to put you in contact with Esme and see if we can't get something done. Does that sound good?
Absolutely. I would love to help her out on the house.
Appreciate
on
it.
On the house.
Here, we're going to put you on hold right now.
That's the best. How about Christian? All right. Space City Electrical Services. 713-213-0009. And he's going to help out.
This is just coming up.
And if you need help, how about you go with a guy that's a nice guy like Christian? Okay. How cool is that? How cool is that? And Esme needs it. It's, you know, I know there's probably a lot of cases out there like Esme that need the help. He said. I mean, how busy is this guy right now?
A ton. He's swamped, obviously.
And he's going to take time out of his day. And he's going to help Esme for absolutely free. Mm-hmm. And it's going to, you know, take money out of his pocket because he could be working somewhere where he's making money.
You have to say all this stuff out loud and make him reconsider.
No, he's not reconsidering. Okay. I mean, he's a good guy. He's a great guy. Christian from Space City Electrical Services. That's great stuff. Great stuff. And we'll give him a lot more love. And if you need any electrical help, this is the kind of guy. This is the kind of guy. All right. He said. Todd said we'll run some ads for him.
Awesome. Ooh,
how about that?
Good. Let's get Esme back in her house with her kids.
Yep. That is
awesome. So she doesn't have to stay with her in-laws or her sister.
Here we are. Astros lose yesterday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Jake lost. Look bad.
Does not look like our fifth starter.
Not yet. He's a rookie. And all this Spencer Arrighetti hate. I'm like, guys, rookies are going to get lit up sometimes. Mm-hmm. But you know
the problem.
There's a reason, though, that Blas had the ball up. Arrighetti, even Blanco had the ball up the other day. But the ball, some of the balls that were hit, Blas, you got to bring it down in the zone.
This
is stuff that you learn as a rookie.
This is why they have to make a deal, though, because you can't count on him. Arrighetti's going to start getting, you know, a little worn down. They're going to have to do a deal for an arm. You think they're going to do one for... Well, you want them to do one.
I want them to do one for.
I think they're more likely to do one for an arm, but they could do one for a first baseman.
Yeah, first. I would like to see.
But I do think they're going to make a deal before trade deadline.
Right.
We'll see what that entails, but I don't think they're going to sit still. Jeff Passan had a look at all the teams and what their strategies are, and he had the all-ins, and the Astros were not in all-ins. And then he had, you know, the next level down, and they, and he said interested but not all-in, or looking to capitalize but not all-in. And he just, you know, he mentioned, look, they're not, they're willing to deal for their minor league system, but they're not going all-in. And so I would say if they're not, if they're not all in, then the name is not going to be a big name that you're
no, probably not. Probably not. But here's the deal. You're on the last couple of months of a contract. You ain't giving up a whole bunch anyway. I mean, you don't have to give up a whole bunch for a guy that's in the last 2 months of his contract, because teams are going to give up, but you're going to go, okay, we'll just take whatever we can get now. Which is why you think about, Barry. Barry Laminack was on with Joel yesterday saying they're going to trade Alex Bregman. What? Barry, what'd you say? No. I mean, they do the exact opposite. They're not trading anybody. They'll just let everybody walk. It's what they do.
Well,
that's what the Astros do.
That's what they do.
They get as much out of you, and then they'll let you walk. Okay.
that sounds almost like you're – that makes it sound like – I don't know. They just, they use you for all they can. Yeah, they use you up.
And then a walk
gone.
Of shame.
That sounds like Wayne Graham's usage of Astros.
Oh, well,
pitch,
that or
Rice pitchers.
Or the walk of shame. Okay.
Oh, that's terrible.
Okay. They got here. All done. Bye.
All done.
Well, that's all.
Boy.
Anyway. Yeah. What was that? Wasn't there a movie, Walk of Shame? There's
probably a Judd Apatow movie if there was.
Where she was in a yellow dress.
Kristen Spiegel
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, that's one of there, yeah.
Yeah.
40-year-old virgin, Elizabeth Banks.
Right, yeah.
Chelsea Handler, you may get confused between Chelsea Handler and Elizabeth Banks.
I don't.
Elizabeth Banks is.
There was a time, Elizabeth Banks is.
Yeah. Well, she's still on TV, you know.
Yeah,
she's doing a game show.
She's a director
Elizabeth
now,
Banks
too.
Is?
Yeah.
She's a director?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's doing she's hosting a game show. And right near Steve Harvey, Judge Harvey, okay? Yeah, that's where it is. I was going to show you guys a picture yesterday that you don't even know Steve Harvey's a judge.
Judge Harvey.
Sorry, we don't watch midday television.
It's not midday. It's prime
time. Trash TV where he's not a real judge and his stuff's not even binding. That's
for
TV.
Network television. I know you don't pay for television, so you're stuck with network television.
You've got your rabbit ears, apparently, that you claim to use.
I pay more.
Well, you tell us, because you were whining about it on Monday. Oh, pay for television. Apparently you do. So what are you whining about?
Yeah, I pay exorbitant amounts. Okay,
television.
I'm John I'm the dumbest TV watcher
Many
ever.
Many people believe he pays the highest amounts. The very highest amounts for network television, folks. This is a very dumb person.
They call
him Stupid John.
I found out that I was paying $6 a month for Paramount. I haven't watched Paramount since Yellowstone.
They got some good stuff on there.
Well, wait, but you mean for streaming service?
Streaming. I paid for that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
You got to write this stuff down.
No.
Once I was done with Yellowstone, bleep, goodbye, Paramount
yeah.
Plus.
No, I got it. Is there good stuff on there? What's on there, though?
They have a Lioness with Zoe Saldana. She's a spy handler, pretty much.
I think we started watching the first episode.
At least in the season one, she was convincing women from Middle Eastern areas to spy. That one was pretty good. There's some other stuff like movies that are exclusive to Paramount Plus. You can find them on there too. Mayor of Kingstown's on there.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I like. Yeah, how was the last season?
I'm in the middle of it right now, halfway through. Halfway through.
Mayor of Kingstown's also on Prime.
No, it's through Paramount Plus. If you don't have Paramount Plus, you can't watch Mayor's of Kingstown.
Oh, that's right. So I do have Paramount Plus?
You must. You might.
I need to look.
I know what I have. What I'm going to have, actually, is Bronco Power Boost. Bronco Power Boost is the way to go. Listen, so many of us are without power. And there is a way with Bronco Power Boost. You go and watch the 4-minute video that they have on BroncoPowerBoost.com. BroncoPowerBoost.com. There's so many people asking me on Twitter, hey, what's that electric thing that you... Listen, they hook it up to your lights, to your garage door, to your Wi-Fi, to TVs, to your refrigerator. You keep all of this stuff going. If you're a business, your point of sale, your security cameras, your lights, you want to keep them on. If you have any kind of medicine that you have to keep refrigerated, it attaches directly to that, and you will never, ever lose power on that. They have a way now, too, where you can have it where it would be never ending. So these are battery. It's a battery, but it immediately goes on and turns on all of these things when your power goes out. Okay, so that you can keep all of these things that keep your business running or keep you happy during the downtimes of electricity. No maintenance. 30% off. The government is going to give you a 30% rebate because it's green. It's so much cheaper than a generator. It's the way to go, especially if you can't even have a generator. There are a lot of places you can't. BroncoPowerBoost.com. BroncoPowerBoost.com. I'm just getting more and more. I'm watching Aaron Rodgers. We just watched Aaron Rodgers on ESPN. I'm getting more and more of a feeling that he is going to be really, really good this year, and the Jets are going to be a good football team.
I do, too. The defense is already good.
Yeah, really good.
But you look at them offensively, I mean, they were set up to be a really good team last year.
Yep.
And Aaron Rodgers going down, change that. But if Aaron Rodgers stays healthy, there's really no reason to believe he's not going to play at a very high
level. He's a pocket quarterback now. You know, he ain't going to be able to beat you with his legs, because he was able to earlier in his career. He was very athletic and was able to beat you with his legs sometimes.
He's still, but
he ain't running with that Achilles. No chance. So he's going to be a pocket guy. But all of this crap about the mini camp and he's in Swahili or wherever the hell he was.
That's a language, not a country.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Wherever he was. It doesn't matter.
That's a language, not a country.
Whatever. Wherever he was. My God. So.
How are we supposed to know that, Del?
Yeah.
I don't know.
We
read
don't
a
have
book.
To be linguists.
No.
Or watch a TV show. No one's ever gone, hey,
I'm going to Swahili.
No one's ever said that.
It sounds like a place.
It sounds like a language.
So,
that's what it is.
So wherever he was, is Aaron Rodgers going to be so much better because he was at minicamp? No. Aaron Rodgers just needs a couple of weeks to get ready for a football season.
The last time we saw him drop back the pass in practice, that Achilles didn't look great. They're talking about him pushing off and not being able to stay on top on his tippy toes, dropping back. If that heel keeps coming down because he can't maintain any height because the Achilles ain't great, that's what you should watch for. According to the internet doctors, actual doctors who are judging him by dropbacks, he can't stay up on top of his toes, at least the last time
we
saw
him. Dude throws with all arm. He can throw with all arm anyway.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. Is he has that kind of arm talent. But what it can do is have an impact on your accuracy, but he's typically an accurate quarterback. I don't know. I just feel like if he's out there, he's going to make a lot of plays. I really think Buffalo is the team to watch for a downturn this year. I don't think it's going to be the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins are who they are. It's going to be a little while before they get Bradley Chubb and Jalen Phillips back, although from what I'm hearing, Phillips is ahead of Chubb. From a schedule standpoint, because the Achilles, you know, his Achilles is healing faster than Chubb's ACL because of the time frame of the injuries. But and they drafted Chop Robinson, who's a rookie, and he's very raw. But I just think the offense in Miami is going to be spectacular this year. And so Buffalo, to me, is the team most likely to take a step back. They didn't add Derrick Henry, which I thought they should have to help out, you know, due to the loss of the wide receiver position and Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. So We'll see what Buffalo has, but the Jets, I mean, on paper, the Jets have pretty much everything you want. It's just, can their offensive line play with the crap this year? Their offensive line's been bad for about 5 straight years.
Yeah.
And they deal with a lot of injuries up front, too.
I think the Jets are going to be a problem, and we got to play them. We got to go there. That's going to be a problem. If he stays healthy, there's one more AFC spot that's taken up in the postseason, which means that you might have to win the division. And they're going to win the division, especially with young Kamari Lassiter. This is the one that you like, right? The one about playing in the bowl game?
Uh-huh.
Is this what you like?
No. Mine was about, I got a lot of work to do.
Oh, well, he did say this. Okay, on Nico and Tank, he was asked about, and you know what? this happens. This is why I think a lot of LSU defensive backs are really good, is because they have to cover LSU wide receivers in practice. You spend more time with the wide receivers on your team than you spend against opposing wide receivers. Mm-hmm. You're practicing against them every day.
Yeah.
And if you've got really talented wide receivers, and guess what Kamari has? He's got really talented wide receivers.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yeah. Here's Kamari. Good on good. This is good on good.
This is good on ones. Good on good.
Good on good.
One on one.
Kamari on Nico, Tank, and Diggs.
Man, it just makes me so much better because it's like my technique has to be sound every play, you know, because it's 2-on-1. I'm 1-on-1 with the receiver, and then I got another matchup with a quarterback, and the quarterback is elite. So just knowing that if I make one wrong step or if I think too long, you know, the rep might be over. Because whoever I'm going against, whether it's Steph, Nico, Tank, Mechie, Noah, it doesn't matter. Like, those guys are elite, so I have to be elite at the same time.
That's good. That's good. He's got to be elite. And you know what? They just make him better. And you know what? They explain to him, hey, dude, you can't do that because we're going to beat you this way. This is what we're going to do.
We don't have the audio on this, but I want to read a couple of these. He was asked how he's performing so far, and this is the answer I really liked. He says, I feel like I got a long way to go. I feel like it's been the first couple of practices, and I feel like to get to the point I really want to be at, I have a long way to go. I have a lot to learn, and I have a lot to work on. So right now, it's okay, but I want to be a lot better. That's just, I love that it's not trying to convince himself with swagger or confidence. He's just giving a real answer. Then he was asked about the biggest learning curve, and he said, I'd say finding a routine that really sticks with you, because in college, you don't have a lot of time. You got school, you got this, you got that. And in the NFL, you don't have anything but football. So just finding something productive to do with your time, finding time to work on my body, figuring out what my body likes, what my body doesn't like, how to make sure I'm prepared for practice, how to make sure I'm mentally prepared every day. So just finding a good routine for myself. These are great answers. Mm-hmm. These are answers about somebody who is honest with himself and somebody who recognizes what he needs to do with the extra time on his hands. I had a scouting seminar this Saturday where I talked to people, and one of the things NFL teams always worry about guys is they say, what is this player going to do with more money, more time, and more access? Yeah. And what he's telling you is, he's got to find ways for his routine to use his extra time to work on himself. That's what he's talking about.
Maybe I could take him under my wing. We could go to Wildcat, play some golf.
Don't want him under your wing.
Okay. We could play some golf. He doesn't have to drink until after the round. Oh, if he doesn't want to. I mean, I think that's ridiculous, but okay. We can. So if he wants to find something to do with, if he's got extra excess time, then I can help him out.
I'm sure he will be playing EA College Football 25. Doesn't want to golf with you.
Well, maybe it's you he wants to hang out with.
No, he doesn't.
It was Sean. He wants to hang out with Sean.
Sean
takes weeks off.
Sean's
just to
got
play
more
a
experience.
Game.
I haven't played as nearly as many games as Sean has played.
No, I know. I know, right? So now I didn't know this. I didn't know this. Apparently. And we're not out there because we're actually working while they're out there practicing. But apparently, Azeez Al-Shaair is extremely vocal. And he is aggressive in his vocality, if that's a word. Vocalness.
What does this mean?
It means he yells at people.
Okay? He's aggressive in his vocality.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Here is, because apparently it's noticeable, because when he was asked... Kamari was asked about Azeez and how he goes about his business on the practice field.
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but not in that manner. It's just, and even if it wasn't that manner, you know, you just gotta hear the message, not the tone. He just giving me game, you know, just telling me, you know, little things here and there that's gonna help me out. Even though we play two different positions, he understands the game and the defense very thoroughly. So just kind of hearing where he's coming from, you know, that's something that really helps me.
I like that Azeez is out there
giving him game,
a veteran, and he ain't putting up with, you know what? No. You're not in the right spot, or you're not doing your job. Azeez is going to tell you about it.
Veteran linebacker putting other rookies on game.
Yeah,
that's what you want.
I mean, maybe not only rookies.
That's what you
want. I don't know.
Maybe you wanted to play for the Texans and you couldn't, and you still want to play football. The UFL team. The United Football League will host its fourth summer showcase in Houston. It's going to be on Sunday, July 28th. It's this Sunday. So players are going to be evaluated based on performance for inclusion in the UFL draft player pool for the upcoming 2025 season. If you're somebody who was a college player who is listening right now, or you just think you have the goods, registration is going to be at showcases.theufl.com. Showcases.theufl.com. Defensive session is going to be from noon to 4 p.m. at Houston Christian University, and then offensive session from 4 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. So if you'd like to try to live your dream, showcases.theufl.com. Go there, sign up for registration, get all your information. It's going to be at Houston Christian University, formerly HBU, and it's going to be this Sunday. All the information will be at showcases.theufl.com. And it'd be pretty cool if you could be one of the guys
Absolutely.
Who make it into the player draft pool.
That's neat. That's neat. And tell us if you do. Give us a call. We'll put you on. We want to talk to you about it. If you are,
but don't lie and say you did.
No,
and then trick us, David.
No.
Because or Charlie.
No, David. You're a mockingbird or a mockingdale.
Yeah.
You're not a player.
Don't.
I know a college football player. Mike Holley played.
But he's busy. Do you think he wants to play in the NFL right now?
The UFL. No, I don't think he's going to try out.
You mean the UFL?
Yeah, it was like 30-some years ago that he played.
Yeah.
He's
not going to go to the showcase.
I don't think he's going to the showcase, but here's the deal. He's at HR&P, and if you want to work for him, if you feel like you're, I don't know, maybe they have a job over there. I don't know. Maybe they do. Ask Chris Fisher. Call up there and see if Chris Fisher. If you want to be with a company that's awesome, because you know how I know it's awesome? Because everyone that deals with HR&P feels like they're awesome, okay? How much they help their business. We have Chuck Watson, who's a really, really rich guy here. Chad Clay, Marcus Piavla. I mean, it's guy after Ricky, all right, from Gentle Ben, did a commercial for him. Bucky Richardson did a commercial. I mean, it's guy after guy after guy that talks nothing about how great they are at HR&P. If you're somebody that needs payroll, these guys, I'm telling you, you'll be just like me talking about them, saying how great they are. You'll love them. You'll love what they do at HR&P. HRP.net. You need payroll. You need HR. You need your taxes done. You need it done economically, and you need it done perfectly every time. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.